Blog Talk Radio.
Monster Mash as my startup song. Not exactly sure what happened. Maybe Raven decided to shake things up. He was supposed to do a takeover, and you were supposed to meet him. He's very mysterious and mischievous. He's been claiming that he's been responsible for the glitches that have been happening this month and all that. Anyways, I'm excited, and you guys should be too, because starting tomorrow, it's November, which means Newvember! Yep, Newvember. That means new interviews, some new music, a new co-host. Everything, is coming in new, and we're kicking it off with with an interview by the MSFP crew. It's going to be spectacular. Hold on. I see something that isn't right. It's giving me a fright. Oh my God. It's Raven. You didn't think I'd miss Halloween, did you? Now, what to do about you, Mr. Big Stats? I'll tell you about me a little later. Let me just take care of him. Big Stats, I cast thee to the land of the monsters, Transylvania, to be bound to Dragon's Castle, covered in nothing but peanut butter. There's only one means of escape, but what it isn't, I won't tell. So you're the one who changed it from Monster Mash to This Is Halloween. When I'm gonna prove to you, there's a lot of power in the Monster Mash. I'm gonna prove to you. Go now. How you guys doing? All right. Now we can really get this show underway. All right. So what's there to know about me? My name is Raven. As the urban world would say, I represent the 666. I guess you could say I'm some sort of, I've been known to be sort of like almost like a demonic warlock from hell. They're in the industry are complaining about their mothers. Oh, my mother's evil. My mother's evil. I get my mother created them all. But we won't get into that. I brought a special friend along from the dead. He has something special to tell you. All right. I summon thee, Vincent Price. Come forward. Talk in your natural voice. I summon thee. Present us with a gift of your presence.
This is Vincent Price. Michael Jackson is the Thriller. Can you dig it? torrent of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. And grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no immortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. So, you ready to share a poem with us?
I'm actually not at home at the moment, but if you'll give me like 10, 15 minutes, I will be, and I'll read a couple of them.
Alright, we'll give you a call back.
Sounds cool. Happy All Hallows Eve. Don't forget, you better trick before you treat. Alright, I'll talk to you in a minute.
Alright. Next up. Let's hear. From a little less song. 'Cause you can be romantic on any season and any holiday. But this is Halloween. Or shall I say, All Hallows Eve. Now, let me educate you a little bit. Something about All Hallows Eve. In the mortal realm, All Hallows Eve, or as you call it, Halloween, is a holiday where kids dress up. But what is the history of this All Hallows Eve? In the realm of the dead and the underworld, it's All Hallows Eve is, I guess you could say, it's a little bit more like the mortals think of Christmas. Now let me explain what I mean. You get to be near your loved ones because the dead and the living are the closest they have ever been on the eve of All Hallows Eve. All right. Now for a little love song, a tainted love song from Marilyn Manson. cry, little sister. Theme from the Lost Boys. Funny little story. In one of my former lives, I was one of Dracula's children. So, here it is. Cry, little sister. Theme from The Lost Boys.
Come on.
You know what to do.
We're playing one more track. One more track, and then we'll talk with Breezy. A Little Poison by Alice Cooper.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey. Just been jamming out to some Alice Cooper. Vincent, I brought along Vincent Price. He introduced Thriller earlier. We had some Manson playing. It's been a hell of a party.
Nice. Wish I were there.
Yeah. So, sis, you got some poetry to lay on us?
Yeah, I do. Give me just a second. John, you may as well come in the house. I got to read a couple poems. Give me just a moment to get back inside.
All right.
Angelique, come here. Come here. Sorry about my daughter. All right. Give me just a couple more seconds. Sorry about the delay. All right, let's see. I have to go digging through them. Give me just a second. This one is called My Madness. It's my most twisted poem. My madness is my pleasure. The little Chinese girls in my closet are celebrating the New Year drunk and passed out on the floor. Look in my eyes and you'll find nothing bleach stains. Obsession keeps me occupied as I categorize every time she blinks. I tell the voices to shut up, but they don't listen. They keep telling me to kill as I shake from exhaustion. I can't control my laughter as I slit your throat. My madness is my pleasure. The little Chinese girls in my closet are celebrating the New Year drunk and passed out on the floor. Each one is colored with a different colored ribbon on their neck. I teach them tricks and my language. That way I can understand them when they talk dirty to me. My master smiles as I get on my knees and beg. Twee winds the cool and the chain attached to the ribbon on her neck. Hush, baby, don't say a word. Mommy's going to buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird doesn't annoy you, Mommy's going to make your mouth bleed if you don't shut up. I also wrote this 17. My madness is my pleasure. The little Chinese girls in my closet are celebrating their drunken past out on the floor. Grab the strap on and the rope. Let's have a bondage party as I suck the ass into your asshole bleeds and make you drink out of the condom I used. Cannibalism. Eyeballs taste good when mixed with applesauce. Stab wounds filled with maggots. Suck up the nutritious delights. Chew it up and swallow a bit off more than you can take. You're so full of shit I can smell you from down the street. My madness is my pleasure. The little Chinese girls in my closet are drunk and passed out on the floor. Your skin is bloated as though you drown. Fantasies are nice. Cut off your nipples and sew your eyelids. Put them in your eyelids, or I'll just cut out your tongue and put your intestines in its place. My madness is my pleasure. Let's see. Thank you so much. Trying to find another one of my really, really good ones. I've got them all mixed in. All right, let's see on this side. Sorry about the delay. Next time I will have them prepared better.
All right.
Let's see. What can I read tonight? This is called Delusion of Deception. Disregard all truth and logic for a simple misconception in this fashion. Look into my eyes, bear witness to the lies that are born from love. The end is near, screams the blind. A liar on stage with storybook in hand. They all sit in rows like good little lambs. Control the masses, organize religion, open up and read the book of fiction. In black and white, the walls did bleed. It brings the faithful to their knees, blind ambition under complete submission, trying to find redemption within an illusion, disillusion of deception. That's it for that one.
Alright.
I'm starting to come across the good ones. That's the one I just read. This one is untitled, and it'll be the last one in this short part, because I have to go somewhere real quick. Fire burn, match lit, break a mirror, let bad luck sit. Trust breaker, 6 feet under is where you lay. Full moon, cat's eye, deadly nightshade. The hands resist me, laughs the jackal. Candle wax, witch hazel. Eye of newt, tongue of dog, dragon's blood, severed hands nailed to the ground, the beheaded teddy bear turns and takes a bow. Belladonna, arsenic, suicide in a bottle, mouse sewn shut with a dome needle, summon the one they call the devil.
I really, really like that one.
I figured you
would.
And one of these days I will be publishing a book of my poetry. But I'm going to have to let you go for now. Call me back in about a half hour and I'll read some more.
Sure, we'll give you a call back. All right. Talk to you later,
shit. All right. Have fun. Don't do everything I would do and wouldn't do.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
What's that I hear? Suddenly before me appears a crypt. I open the crypt telepathically, reveal who is within. Guys, however did you escape? I tried to tell you earlier, but I'm going to tell you right now before I banish you back to where you came from. And I do it all with this song. Whatever are you talking about? You're not the only one who can code things into the internet and make glitches. Play that song called Halloween Surprise. I dare you. I'm calling your bluff. I'm gonna do it.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my mom bones to mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the car police to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was a rocky wall with digging the sound. He got on chains. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from its coffin Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?" It's now the monster mash, and it's a graveyard smash. It's caught on in a flash. It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them board it sent you. Then you can monster mash, and do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. Then you can monster mash. Mash, ooh, easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
That's right, Raven. I did the monster mash, escaped, broke your spell, appeared before you, and sent you back to where once you came from. Till next Halloween or Friday the 13th, you cannot return to this show. All right. And to our listeners, I'm sorry about this weird, abnormal show. But I just want us to send you a happy Halloween from all of us here at Big Stats Idle Hour. Make sure to check out our website, Big Sats Idle Hour. And go to our parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. Find out about my music with the MSFP crew. Find out about other projects that I'm doing. Listen to past and present episodes of Big Sats Idle Hour, as well as scroll to the bottom of the page and press our donate button where you can donate to helping invest in the creation of the Big Stats Cares Foundation, benefiting special needs children through music education. I hope you've enjoyed your time with us today, and we'll see you next time. Happy Halloween, folks. Yeah, Vincent Price does a lot better. Peace.